Read for Life, David McCullough. Read for life, all your life. Nothing ever invented provides such substance, such infinite reward for time spent as a good book. Read to your heart's content. That one book lead to another. They nearly always do. Take up a great author and read everything he or she has written. Read about places you've never been. Read books that changed history. Tom Paine's Common Sense, Harriet Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin, Rachel Carson's Silent Spring. Read those books you know you are supposed to have read and imagined as dreary. A classic may be defined as a book that stays long in print, and a book stays long in print only because it's exceptional. Why exclude the exceptional from your experience? And when you read a book you love, a book you feel has enlarged the experience of being alive, a book that lights the fire, then spread the word. To carry a book with you wherever you go is old advice and good advice. John Adams urged his son, John Quincy, to carry a volume of poetry. You will never be alone, he said, with a poet in your pocket.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。